spectacular day. I mean, not a cloud in the sky. So, I had a dude attack on Saturday, just give it one more coat, so. And then, we went to see a friend of mine staying Saturday night, only for a few hours, down on the, there's a little, kind of, you could call it, we call it a scrappy place, on the water. Back to you.
8 fine, Ron. Yeah, I had recently replaced some boards on my deck that rotted out, and I had to hunt all over to find some oil-based stain to put on it. It's getting harder and harder to find any oil-based product. So far, I'm on my outside of my house is all oil-based stain, oil-based paint, and the deck is Cabot's oil-based stain. So as long as I can find the oil-based product, I'll use it. It seems to work a lot better. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's the best resistance. We'll forget about, you know, latex and stuff, but for outdoor use, yeah, you definitely need oil base. And a friend of mine who's he's a painter, professional painter, and he works at one of the colleges there. He tells me from time to time the manufacturers do change their formula. So sometimes something that's 5 years old might not exactly match because they slightly change it. And I go, why is that? He goes, sometimes they change the environmental laws slightly and it affects the mixture. So I said, oh, that's interesting. But hey, it looks good, so that's all that counts. And it's a lot more cost savings than putting up a whole new deck. Back to you.
Hey, when UFMO returning, I had an unpleasant surprise this weekend. I got my little 16-foot dory with the 25 horse ready to go to put it in the water. The yank on the trailer, and one of the wheels collapsed. Apparently, the axle had rotted out, which was the last thing I was thinking about. Guys getting the boat ready, never thought about the trailer.
Were you in transit when that happened, or you just happened to take off that you noticed it?
We had, as the yank on the trailer in the yard, it collapsed, so not a big deal. I got some jack stands. I can put the boat up on jack stands, take the trailer out. And it's a small trailer. Just had to order the axle from a place in Georgia and wait for it to come. So it's going to add another week or two to the launch date.
Yeah, Roger that. They're predicting like 96 degrees Thursday and Wednesday like 93, so... You're talking about get the boat and go in the water or submerge in the water, really, with that type of temperature coming. W2TAP for ID.
W2TAP, K1UFM. Yeah, and my one of my sons had bought for one of my grandsons a radio-controlled flying fish, about 4 feet long, 3 feet high, and somehow we're getting the fish. We even had a helium tank to inflate it with. We inflated the fish inside that house, and everybody was busy for a few minutes. Somehow the fish got out the back door onto the deck, and it's probably flying over LaGuardia Airport right now, causing all sorts of havoc.
Yeah, Roger that. Very good. Excellent. Yeah. So, like you say, no, yeah, you get the axle fixed and be back on the water there. But very good on that. And let's see. Yeah, I thought Pete with KKX sent me an email, but the only time we got done, it was, you know, yesterday afternoon. Sometimes you said, you know what, I'm not in the mood to do any radio stuff, because I said maybe I'll turn on the HF. So I was just chilling out in the back with the, especially my daughter, because she, I see her, she's so busy you never see her. And she's between EMT and the college, and she works almost like 50 hours a week now when she's off from school. So it's like two ships passing in at night. Back to you.
KC2KKX.
KC2KKX, recognized the K1UFM. You know, when my kids are that age, you're lucky if they sat down and had dinner with you twice a week. And, you know, it's good to keep in the loop, know what's going on, or you hear the door open 2 o'clock in the morning, hopefully that's him coming in, not a burglar. But it's normal for that age, you know. Hopefully everything works out as they grow up well. You wonder about that today with all the things going on. KKX, go ahead.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Ron. And Ron, I never got on the radio yesterday, so never sent you an email. Anyway, I hope both of you had a good Father's Day. Ron?
Yeah, I was just talking about it. I was just telling Ted. I said, I was going to do some HF, but never got around to it. But I checked my email a few times yesterday, and I figured, well, Pete must be busy too. So happy belated Father's Day to you, Pete. Back to Ted.
Fine, good morning, Pete. Speaking about propagation, as I was coming over the Throgs Neck Bridge about 15 minutes ago, I was listening to the Larkfield machine out on Long Island, and hoping WB6LAI would be there, a fellow I work with, to say good morning to. But instead, three stations down in Harrisburg, PA, were coming in, so I think that's an indication propagation is going to be good. Go ahead, Pete.
That's interesting. Anyway, now my wife made dinner plans, I should say early dinner plans yesterday, and multiple members of the family and generation, so it definitely complicated the day. Anyway, it was nice, and HF will wait, no big deal, and I'm not sure the propagation was so good yesterday anyway. I looked at my computer at one point, didn't seem to indicate a lot of activity, but computer's not always right. Anyway, working my way down to Major Deegan. So far, the commute's not too bad this morning. Anyway, Ron, over to you. And curious if you got on the radio or not. And what contacts you might have made if you got a chance. And Ted, I guess I heard 6 meters was quite good. But I'm not sure about the other bands. Ron?
Yeah, Pete, I was checking to see if, you know, if you sent me some email, which, like you mentioned, you were at late dinner, your wife had other dinner plans and stuff, so I think your wife called my wife because she had the same thing that you did, so I did not wind up going on HF at all. If I did hear from you, I would have turned it on, but just to turn it on is to check it out. No, I did not do that, so that's okay. Maybe we'll do it next weekend. But 6 meters is active. Ah, all right. I got to take that rig off the, dust it off again off the shelf and check it out. Very good. W2TAP the group over to Ted.
K1UFM Mobile Friday. Okay, fine. Yeah, if you look at this month's July QSC that just came, if you look at the sunspot cycle they're tracking, it almost looks like the cycle peaked sometime in 2011, and we're on the downslope already. Hopefully that's not true. I have 6 meter capability in my DX70 at home, but no antenna, so I'll try to get on 6. I've always wanted to get on 6, but I never had any success, so maybe I'll give it a try. I got the 10 meter rig in the car here, maybe on the way home tonight I'll kick that on for a while. Over to you, Pete.
Well, it looks like I spoke too soon because I'm in the red taillights now. Anyway, I did turn the radio on for Saturday and listened to 10 meters and made my first contact in the Bronx and gave up. And so I didn't do much over this weekend. Not sure what's going on here, but went from easy going to not so easy going. KC2, KKX, back to Ron.
Very good there, Pete. Yeah. So, it's tough when you got the kids and the family coming over and stuff and trying to squeeze some time. And all day Saturday, I was telling Ted how to recover. zero to deck, which we were able to accomplish because it took advantage of the weather. So, yesterday afternoon, early barbecue, then winding down. I think the mind was able, but the body was shutting down. It was even too lazy to turn on a switch. Anyhow, well, we have to try next time, of course. Okay, over to Ted. And where is SCP? Over to you.
Here I am, W2SCT. N2UZD.
SCT and UZD are recognized. K1UFM Mobile. Nothing important to say right now, so Peter number two, or Peter High Note, pick it up.
Okay, it's a high D sharp. Ted, how you doing? Good morning to you, Knopf. I'll turn it right over to you, and I guess it goes around to Pete and Ron, and nice to hear you all. Happy extended Father's Day weekend. It was a beautiful day, most perfect day I could think of. It was really nice. Really nice, and so it sounds like you had a nice barbecue. I just didn't get to you, Ron. I just saw all the relatives in the weekend and everything that was going on. My cousin's mass Saturday morning and in and around it. It was very busy. Very, very busy. So hope you all had a great weekend and everything went well with my cousin and everything. And I was surprised that more relatives came than I thought. It was on the kind of difficult for some of them to make it, but they just decided to make it, you know, worked out what they had to work out, and so good, including a whole family from Manhattan, cousins, husband's nephew and family came. And he works for MTV. It's kind of interesting. You would like him a lot, Ron. He's an interesting person, worked for NBC, and told me that Chuck Scarborough and Judy Simpson, who were co-anchors, would fight off the air there. They just they had a lot of arguments and so forth. And she just retired after 32 years on Friday, I guess. So, long-time anchor there. All right, I guess it's over to you, Knopf, and how did everything go with your uncle and everything with the family there? Let me get to SCP Mobile.
Yeah, it was very nice, and I didn't realize this was basically a party for the extended family. They had a separate kids party a few weeks ago, whatever. So it was interesting because it was, you know, both sides, the family, you know, my cousin's side and then his wife's side. You know, met most of them before. Interesting, and it's interesting. It's been kind of a little bit of strange relations between my cousin's wife and my wife, but they were getting along just fine yesterday. Happy to see that. My kids are really meshing well with their second cousins over there. So it was interesting. And we got there late, and we stayed late, which is about normal for my family. I used to be an early bird before I met my wife. That was it, so it was a nice day. Good food. Then we got home. Then we had dinner. I'm not sure who goes to next. Hopefully you know who you are. Pick it up.
I believe it's me. Let me make sure I have it. All right. Anyway, good morning, Pete and Nath. And Pete, I was going to wonder, like, what the co-anchors argue about. Who has the first word and the last word, or what microphone they use? I don't know. Anyway, I guess with one retired, the other won't have the arguments anymore. And, Nath, I'm a little bit behind the Monday schedule here. I'm still on the digging north of the Cross Bronx, but it's in sight. Hopefully you're making better progress than I. Anyway, let me pass it to Ron.
W2, life. Interesting. I don't know. The continuing fall day celebration. I don't know, but if you guys noticed that. Anyway, good morning, Pete. Yeah, I'm glad everything went well on Saturday's mass for you, etc. And I figure you're tied up on that anyway, so we'll always, just the start of the summer, since we'll definitely do Bayville a number of times. Hey, good morning, Nath. How are you? And very good, and I hope you guys had a good Father's Day and stuff. And prepare for the heat waves this week, 96 degrees on Thursday, so don't let your antennas melt. Over to Ted, W2TAB. Ted, any sighting on any North Korean missiles there?
Unfortunately, they don't allow those car carriers on the northern state. Otherwise, I'd probably be tracking one right now. And things are moving along well here. You know, speaking of trivia and stuff, I enjoy figuring out some of these. Like Major Deegan. Who was Major Deegan? There's an exit on the northern state called IU Willits Road. And all the weather guys, all the traffic guys just refer to IU Willits. So a little research showed it was the road leading to Isaac Underhill Willits Farm at one time. So, anybody know what who Major Deegan was? Over to you. I believe it goes to Peter.
Okay, yes, W2SC Mobile. And, IU Willits, it was an old farm that was down in Hicksville, I believe, or in that Hicksville area. Don't forget that Long Island was all potato farms, and a lot of it was potato and truck farm. Not truck farms, but another word, I can't think of it, but it was very open. There weren't many trees here 100 years ago. So what you see was planted over the past 60 or 70 years or 80 years. But you look at pictures of Glenhead, where I grew up, and the middle of the island was a lot of open farms, like you feel like you were out in Indiana somewhere or something like that. Now it sounds like everything went well, good, and I'm glad everybody got along, because, yeah, things can be funny between certain relatives. We've had a lot of that in my family, that's for sure, with certain relatives, among others. And, yeah, I don't know if Chuck Scarborough is retired yet or not, but Michael was very interesting. I met him one time, like, back 19 years ago or so, and I was between jobs, and I was thinking about other things, and he was working on trying to get me in with the Lifetime Television in some way, the business end of things, but it didn't really materialize. But we had a nice visit and talk, and he originally started at NBC. He was an English, he majored in English teaching, so he has a teacher's degree in teaching high school English. But he was telling me about Judy Simpson arguing off camera with Chuck, like five.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Well, Peter, it's either you or me. One of us always seems to time out. interesting about Chuck, Marlboro. We kind of figured out what, a while back, we figured out what my cousin's wife has against my wife, and it's not exactly wrong. You know, my wife maybe said a couple of things that were a little insensitive at the time. It's taken her a long time to get over it. Looks like she's gotten over it. I think she got over it when my wife really pitched in when my mother died. That shiver with us. My wife was taking care of things. I think that kind of smoothed things over. That's interesting thing. It's my cousin's oldest kid, and his older two kids are adopted. They were adopted, like right in the hospital, so they've never known any other parents. And then the two younger kids, they were finally able to have two kids with a little assistance. So it's interesting, but they treat them all alike, it looks like to me, which is just very nice to see. Nice party. Peter KKX, pick it up.
Well, Matt, I was going to ask you or anyone else advice on how to get to West Caldwell, New Jersey, where I have a lunch meeting today, and not sure what the best route would be to get there. I'm thinking you go out on Route 80 from the GW Bridge, but perhaps some of you will advise me otherwise. And Ted, when it gets back to you, I know I used to know who Major Deegan was, but now I don't remember. And that's not good. Ron, over to you. W228TP, KC2KKX.
And W2TAP in the morning group. Major Deegan. I wonder what war he fought. Very good. A lot of history there all over. And good trivia. I also heard there was a way. Well, I don't know. There was a way to go to the older of the five boroughs. I think without paying a toll. But I heard this many years ago, so I don't. I think they got that all covered by now. But that's some other trivia question. So very good. Okay, good report on that, Ted, about the northern state. And very good on that. So, like I say, guys, the heat wave is coming in the middle of the week. So try to stay cool. Ted, over to you. W2TAP in the group. Heading southbound.
K1UFM Mobile returning. Just transitions on the LIE for my last exit. So this will be my final, guys. Let's see. No, I can't tell you how to get to Caldwell, New Jersey, but I do remember there was a capacitor company made variable capacitors called the Caldwell something or another company. So I'll say 7-3, guys, and catch you maybe on tonight's show. Over to Peter Highnote.
Who was Major Deegan?
Who was Major Deegan? I don't know.
Oh, he was a major. That's for sure. All right, Google it. We're all going to Google it when we get to work. And see who Major Deegan was. But you know who I.U. Willis was. It's an old potato farm. Road going north to south. 7310, have a great day and enjoy. And we'll catch you mañana or maybe this afternoon. And all the best. And yeah, it's going to get hot, I guess, Wednesday to Thursday, more Thursday-like. And we're having such beautiful weather, and it's only 63 now. It's just perfect, perfect weather. I'm glad school is over with. We're just kind of marking time until Friday. Is a superintendent's conference day Friday, so... All right, let me roll it around there so everybody can say 73 to 10. Knopf, over to you, W2SC.
Okay. Sounds like Ted signed 3. And, it formed. And, believe it or not, when I was in my teens, I guess, I knew, in early 20s, I knew people who had been living in Brooklyn a long time, and they remembered back in the late 30s and the 40s, that there was still a couple of farms in Brooklyn, believe it or not. As late as the 1940s, after World War II, they started closing down. But there were still a couple of farms in, like, the Bensonhurst Borough Park area. Told me exactly where. Interesting. Peter KKX, I'm making my way slowly down... I'm in between 3rd Avenue Bridge and the RFK Bridge, inching my way along. Not too good today. A bit of a rough day, and I forgot what else I was going to say. I had something else to say. What? I'm not sure that Major Deegan was a major. Believe it or not, it might have been a name. You'd be surprised some of the strange names that come across. That's what seems to stick in my head about Major Deegan. Can't remember what else I wanted to say. It was something else. Flip my mind, having a senior moment over here. This is Zen2UZD5D in the group over the KKS.
Well, 783 to Ted, and Matt, if it gets back to you, and I trust it will, maybe you could give me some advice about West Caldwell location. And isn't there a ham store somewhere in that area? Anyway, Ron, over to you.
Spiral here, building 101. And I will look that up and find out some more trivia. Major Deacon. Okay. I think he worked for Colonel FDR. Anyway, have a good trip there, Pete, to Chadwell, New Jersey, I think you said. Probably Route 80. Route 80 takes you everywhere, but just double check on MapQuest or something. So 73 guys, 73 Pete, Pete and Knapp, and of course 73 to Ted, who's long gone. The W2TAP will be clear on the finals. Have a great day, guys, and happy Monday. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Okay, take care, Rod, and 73 to you, and all right, we'll look it up. We'll Google it. It's the first thing I'm going to do when I get to school. And maybe you're right, and it's not a major. Yeah, West Caldwell, I mean, Pete, as far as I know, it's 80. So, you know, you take 80 and it goes right by the Caldwell. It's pretty close to it. I've seen it on the exit signs once you get past Peterborough Airport. It's not too far after that, I don't think. So, but not maybe can answer it even better than me. So, Ron, we'll catch up, and, you know, I'll call you over the next couple of days. This weekend's quite good, so we'll work something out. Come over to Huntington area, whatever you want to do. So over to you there, Doc. W2FCTO in the group.
Well, you could take Route 80, get off at exit 52, Lincoln, follow the sign to Lincoln Park at, you make a right when you get off the exit. And you go down a couple of miles, you'll pass Caldwell Airport on the right, and you'll be in West Caldwell, right on that street there. I think it's Lincoln Park Avenue, maybe Lake Avenue. I'm trying to remember the name, I don't remember on time. But that street will bring you right into West Caldwell. And KGI Electronics is in Caldwell, which is, you make a left off of that road a little further up. Want to check out some ham radio equipment. That's how to go with Route 80, which is the simple way to go. If you're leaving from work, the quicker way to go would be to take the Lincoln Tunnel to the Jersey Turnpike to exit 15W onto Route 280. And I'm trying to remember. You'd have to look it up on a map or do a map quest, you'd probably save about 10, 15 minutes going that way, maybe more. It depends on how traffic is going across town, too. But you could, you know, if you want the simple way is to take Route 80. The other way is a few more turns. Hope that's helpful to you.
Well, it's helpful because I vaguely remember the signs driving west on 80, but I've never gotten off at those exits. So, in the middle of the day, I'll probably just set up the FDR, Harlem River Drive over the GW. That'll be quick instead of fighting cross-town traffic. And maybe I'll check out that ham store in Caldwell. Hopefully they're open today if I have time. Not sure how long my meeting will be there, but it's related to a research project I'm involved with. Anyway, 73 to Ron, if you're still listening. And back to Pete. And I just went over the Willis Avenue Bridge, but I'm not sure it's the same Willis.
Okay, it's a different, because it's Willis, and that's not Willis, because it's spelled W-I-L-L-E-T-S out here by Glen Cove Road. And so it's I-U Willis. Willis is somebody else that we'll have to Google as well. see what kind of answers we get. So yeah, that's gonna be the easiest way. Is 80 feet come right up and exit off, and I'm not sure if it's north or south from 80, but you'll see it. We'll see it. So kicking out here, passing Nichols Road too. So that's probably another farm that was out here at Nichols. And, yeah, I just glad the hot weather is coming later, but just wonder what kind of summer we're gonna have ahead. It's up on Thursday, so I'm on here to make some decisions out of August as far as gonna take trips we're gonna take, what we're gonna be doing. W2S Mobile, over to you, Don.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so if you're going to take Route 80, I believe it's at 52 or 53, and it's, you'll see the sign for Lincoln Park. It's like right after, I think, Lane, I don't know, one of those towns over there. Anyhow, it's either exit 52 or 53, something like that, and it'll say Lincoln Park. It might say Caldwell, it might not, but Lincoln Park. Where you headed to it, and then that'll you get off. You make a right when you bear right when you come off the exit. Go right, and then you go straight down. You'll pass right over Route 46 at the next set of lights, and you continue straight down, and that puts you right into Caldwell. You're right there, and there's you know, it's probably about 3 miles down to Caldwell. It's all, you know, it's like semi-highway over there. You got a couple of traffic lights. The traffic moves 50 miles an hour, so you'd be right there in no time. If there's no traffic, you could probably make it in about, from your office in the city, probably about 45 minutes. If there is traffic, you know, you might want to allow like an hour or so to get there.
All right, very good. That's very helpful. I tried to put the address in my navigation system in my car, and I put in West Caldwell, and it didn't have any addresses. So maybe I should have just said Caldwell. Who knows? But I'll Google it in my office before I leave. And that's about what I thought it might take. So thanks again. And, Pete, a lot of Google searches today. Anyway, you never think about these names, and, I guess, these names were selected for good reasons, or at least we'd like to believe that. Anyway, Pete, I hope you're making good progress. I'm still, creeping along here trying to get on the Harlem River Drive.
Okay, it's very good there, Pete. And going along all right. Very good, very good. And, you know, we're just about ready to exit off here ourselves in 66. Yeah, we'll do some Googling and see what's going on here. There's a lot of trivia, but it's kind of interesting that you're passing these places all the time. So enjoy the luncheon. I guess I wonder what the luncheon's about there, Pete, with that's all about it. And, you know, I was talking to my friends in Thailand. They really want me to come over this summer. I talked to, like, four of them. They're like, come on, can you come even for a week? It happens. What happens is everybody wants to go next summer, so we'll see how it plays out. So I'll go another round or two here, and knock over to you. I'm glad you had a good time, though. I mean, it's always good to get family together, and it was definitely end of a year, end of an era situation for us, but there were some cousins on my father's side that couldn't make it, so we're going to try to do something during the summer, but hard, a lot of stuff going on, and they couldn't all make it, so it's just too bad, but yeah, and then now we'll deal with the in-state. That's going to be the interesting part of it. W2S Mobile. I'm over to you.
Okay, very good. And But anyhow, oh yeah, Caldwell and West Caldwell are two different towns. You know, when I first started going to KGI Electronics, once punching in West Caldwell instead of Caldwell, took me to a different place. Same street, but it took me to a different place. It wasn't far away, it was only like half a mile. And it was on the same street, literally, just the numbers changed. And that same number in both towns, I think, so it gave me the other place. You gotta be careful. If it's not coming up, I would say, run Rand McNally or MapQuest or something and see what they say. One of the main streets there, you can run and find me the address. I might know where it is, but I've gone there quite a few times, and I know some of the streets there. Then to use NDFID, and I'm inching along the FDR Drive, and I'm coming up on 106th Street now, and it's bumper to bumper. So, Peter KKX, pick it up.
Okay, Neff, I didn't realize you were so close, but yet, so far. Anyway, I don't know. I don't remember the address, but it definitely wasn't in the navigation system, which is unusual. I've never had that before. Plus, it's a new street. Car is a couple of years old, so I guess that's a possibility. Can't believe that West Caldwell is, unmarked territory. Anyway, if I have time, I'll try to stop in that ham store if they're open on Monday. Hopefully they are. Sounds like it's not too far away. Could be fun. Usually I look at equipment on the internet or a catalog. I don't frequently get into a store, so that might be a fun break. And Pete, the meeting is, related to research collaboration I've had for several years and a contract we have with the federal government and some possible new work, and we're going to discuss how we might approach that. And it's always a nice thing to have that over lunch. Anyway, Pete, back to you. And I'm sure you're getting close to your destination.
Yes, I am. I think I'll make this my final, because I'll be at the high school in a moment. So take care, Pete and Austin. Have a good day. And, that ham store, hopefully it'll work out. So next Monday. All right, very fun on the luncheon. That was very interesting, and we'll look forward to talking to you, hearing about how it went. I'll be on the air from time to time, but not regularly in the morning, obviously, after Friday. I'll be on my summer schedule here, so I'll try to get in here in the morning anyhow. Well, and get the summer's going and everything. And, by the way, I was talking to Glenn, who used to be here regularly, because he takes a train. And he just got back from Hong Kong, and he's saying that's where the business is incredible over there. They're doing something. He just got back Friday or Saturday or something like that. So sends his regards to all of you, because he's part of the morning crew here all the time. So, all right, talk to you later on. Stay well. Both of you. Here we go. Talk to you tomorrow morning. W2SCT Mobile.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Peter, you want, I have his phone number handy. You can call him up to make sure. He usually opens from 12 to 5. He's an older guy. He's in his early 70s. And if he's been out at a ham fest on the weekend, his hours might be different today. Really a good guy, even just to pop in and schmooze a little bit with it, because he's an old-time ham. He's got like a master's in electrical engineering or something like that. And before he opened the store, he worked for like 25 years for one of the I think it was from Bell Labs or something like that. Actually, I think he worked on some of the early cell communication satellites or something like that. Very knowledgeable, probably the most knowledgeable ham that I know. I can pick his brain, you know. Really nice guy. Also has a low tolerance level for nincompoops. He hates idiots, you know, he loves to talk to intelligent people. Very knowledgeable, any questions you might have. And, you know, even when it comes to telling you equipment, he's very, if he doesn't know you, he'll ask you to make sure you're buying what you, if it's something weird, make sure you're buying what you really want or need. He wants you coming back, so he's very good like that. Peter, pick it up.
073 to Pete. And Naf, I don't want to make a commitment because I just don't know how long my meeting will go, and I know I have to get back to the office in Manhattan, so I'm not sure how much time I'll have. Is it a small or a large store, and does he have a lot of stuff on display, or is it somewhat limited?
It's small, but he's got almost everything. He carries all the major and some of the minor lines, and he's got most things buried in the store. So if you have something in mind, you ask him, and there's a good chance he's going to have it. He may just have to duck down in the basement to pull it, to bring it up for you. But he's got some stuff on display too. You know, it's not tiny, but it's a small store. But he's got almost everything. You know, well, he doesn't get. I mean, he's always getting deliveries every day and so on. And he does a lot of shipping. Probably does more in mail order than he does over the counter. His biggest thing is selling at the Ham Fest. That's for sure. That's his bread and butter. But he's got most things, and especially if it's something common, he's got it. Any common radio, he's got. I can just give you his phone number. If you have time, then you can just give him a shout and make sure he's in the store. That's all.
Well, I guess if you have time to email it, never hurts to have it with the name of the store and the address. And otherwise, I'll just look it up, I guess. But it'll be fun. Hopefully I won't disappoint him in the intelligence scale.
I wouldn't have mentioned it if I thought you would. I was saying that he'll enjoy talking to you, I think. Because he enjoys talking with intelligent people. Okay, I'll shoot you an email.
Very good. I'm just about to go past the RFK Bridge ramps. I'm still squeezing here to get on the FDR. Not very fast today.
I'm on the Gracie Mansion right now. Reception is lousy. I couldn't quite make out. It was ticketing. I couldn't make out everything.
Hey, you sound good. I'm still not on the FDR.
Okay, yeah, as I said, I'm on the Gracie Mansion, moving along at 10 miles an hour. And, I thought it was going to be one of my locations at my office by now, actually, but... guess not. Not much I could do. Is there? I'm going to have to figure if I want to get off at the 59th Street Bridge or if I want to shoot down to the Williamsburg Bridge. I'll think about that one. Back to you, and back over to you.
All right. Anyway, do you have any travel plans for the summer, or you're
now it looks like I'm going to have to stay close to the office most of the time, but we're thinking maybe as soon as the kids go off to camp, they're going off to camp next week, maybe maybe we'll take a 3 days off and shoot over to my brother-in-law has a summer home on Fire Island. Maybe we'll shoot over there for 3 days. Got a quick little something. So that's what we're thinking about doing in like a week or two. So back to you.
Well, sounds like it would be a nice break. If you hit the weather perfect, it will be great. And even if not, it could still be great. Life without kids. Who thought it could happen?
Yeah, we lived for the 1 month that we shipped the kids off to sleepaway camp. We look forward to it all year long. Back to you.
Anyway, I don't think we have any definite plans, although wouldn't surprise me if we go west to visit our daughters, who will be in Texas and Colorado. Not exactly neighbors, but at least in the same direction relative to New York. And so I could see how we might do that. But we'll see. First, we've got to get to now on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I hear that. So, yeah, well, we'll see what transpires on the 4th of July. You know what day of the week that the actual 4th comes out this year?
I believe it's smack in the middle of the week.
So then the question is, I don't remember already, did they celebrate it on Monday or did they celebrate it in the middle of the week or both?
I think it's no extended weekend, just a Wednesday off.
Uh-huh, okay. Oh boy, okay, I see what all the traffic was. Looks like there was a little multi-car collision over here on the FDR, right before the 63rd Street exit, and now it's picking up. Back over to you. Back to you.
Did they clear the accident yet, or it's still blocking a lane? Because I'm just at 116th Street and hardly moving.
Well, actually, there is a shoulder right there, and they're on the shoulder. They're not blocking at traffic, but I think people were slowing down just a touch to look at it. So you got a little bit of rubbernecking, but picking right up. It's not coming to a dead stop or anything.
How nice. Just the Oogalers. Anyway, we're moving a big 1-5. So, anyway, I hope to be back in the car around 10:30, 11. And hopefully the FDR North will be pretty clear at that time, it should be, and over to Jersey, and I was going to ask you, I already forgot the name of the ham store now, in Caldwell, does he discount things at all, or compete with some of the other places, or it all depends?
His prices are good, let's just leave it at that. Okay, you speak to him, you speak.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to buy anything today, but be curious to see what that D-Star HD looks like was at the 31, I believe, and a few other toys. We'll see. Still thinking about something very small to travel with. See what's out there. Anyway, sounds like you'd be a fun person to chat it up with. So hopefully I'll get time to do that. And I guess getting back to the city shouldn't be too difficult in the afternoon. Guess I'll be going in the reverse direction. But I guess anything can happen.
Yeah, sometimes the GW Bridge gets backed up in the middle of the day. Pretty bad. Not always, but once in a while. No telling what will happen. No sure bets, but usually it should be okay. And, that's where I got my 31 from. I didn't even know it existed, and he told me about it, and I checked it out, and I liked it, and I bought it. And he's, his prices are competitive. Prices are definitely competitive, and the service is good. My favorite ham radio store. All around. Pretty knowledgeable all around, and, he's one of us. It's not like I have another place in Jersey. There's another ham store, Advanced Specialty, who the guy is more of a CB guy, but he carries a lot of ham radio equipment, too. He's not as knowledgeable. Gene, KJI Electronics, is the best as far as I'm concerned. And that's it. So, okay. Good luck. I'll try to shoot you an email this morning with this information. KJI Electronics. His call sign is, I think, W2KJI. That's where the KJI Electronics comes from, I think. Or maybe it's vice versa. I don't know. Over to you.
Well, that'll be great. Anyway, we're just on the hump at 96th Street, just to give you a sense of how slow it is. And, I'm not planning on buying anything, or at least not today. But for you, I guess it's nice to have a place you can go that's not far from home. There really isn't anything in Westchester or nearby Connecticut, unless you go up to, what's it called, Lentini or something, which is in, or near Newington, which is, well over an hour drive from where I live. And, I guess the internet has made it hard for the local, distributor.
Yeah, well, the ham radio stuff is a very limited market, so there are not a whole lot of stores. But as I said, New Jersey, in northern New Jersey, we have two ham radio stores, which is nice. Funny thing is, the two of them, they do some business together. I've had a few times in each of their stores, seen equipment, and they've got to take a sticker off. And it had the name of the other store on it. And if you mention the other guy's name to either one, they say, oh, he's a nice guy. Hardworking. they don't talk mean about each other like some competitors do. That's nice. It is nice. The other guy, Advanced Specialty, is like 10 minutes from me. And KJI is about 27, 28 minutes if there's no traffic. So it's nice. Usually I'm swing by KJI, though, because you got a much bigger selection and he's much more knowledgeable. And I enjoy schmoozing with the guy, too. We have a lot of the same outlooks on life. So back to you.
E2YSK.
Just recognize
very hard to hear you. I just recognized your voice briefly there. So I'll send it over to Knopf.
Okay, very good. Good morning, Jay. Nice to hear you. Hope you had a good weekend. And, I'm getting close to my first destination over here. It's near my office. I'm not sure if I should swing by the job site first or the office first. I think I'm going to swing by the job site first to give my men some instruction. I'll swing by the office a little bit. So, okay. I'll be in for probably one more round. That's about it. So, Peter?
Yeah, I'm just coming out of the tunnel, so hopefully I'll be getting out a little better. Sorry about the noise. Jay, good morning, and hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was really nice. We went out to a winery yesterday for a cellar barrel tasting, which was fun. And this winery that we not belong to, I guess, but visit or belong to their club, they have barrel tastings once a month where you can go and they will give you, it's included, it's free, and it's really nice. You get like half a dozen samples of wine right out of the barrel, and it actually tastes different than, of course, what's in the bottles, you know, because it's a little sharper. So it was fun. It was a gorgeous day out east, and it was a good way to spend Father's Day. Over to you, Nuff.
Okay. Very good. And forgot what I was going to say, but I'm getting close to my destination right now. And it's good. Sounds like you enjoyed Martha's Day. That's good. I had a good one myself. We had a combination Father's Day, Bat Mitzvah party that we went to. Cousin of mine's kid, and had a good time. Okay, I'm going to be signing now. Wish you guys a great day. Good luck on the rest of your commute. And a little while, I'll email you that stuff, Peter. 7-3, guys. Is N2U Zindy going clear? Over to Peter.
All right, 73 and a half, and Jay, I'll pass it quickly to you.
All right, now 7-3, have a great day. Catch you later. This is KC2YSK. Peter, are you still around then?
Yeah, I'll be here for a little bit. I'm just on the FDR in the, I guess, the 60s, and I'll be getting off at 34th Street.
All right. My son is with us right now. He starts working in the fall in the city, but he's going to be living from home for about 6 months to get some money put together. But my daughter, we normally take her back to the city. Traffic was so bad last night that we just, she took the train back. It seems like, I guess, everybody was out on the island and headed back to Manhattan last night.
Well, sometimes public transportation is the way to go. And I guess everybody was out on the island for their Father's Day event or barbecue or both.
And also the Hamptons traffic. Sunday night, it's always bad once Memorial Day passes through Labor Day, because you have all those people coming back from, out east. But, it made it a lot more sense. We were right near the train station. Instead, it was 2 hours to the city, where it should normally be like 40 minutes. So we said, okay, we're taking this train.